Hello, am I on? Is this thing on? Is it on? Of course it's on. Hello, am I on? Mayron? Melanie Mayron. Who is Melanie Mayron? Am I on? Okay, we're going to try it again. I am live this time. Let's see. Is it working? I'm not going to freak out if it doesn't. If it doesn't work, I'm just going to stop the stream this week. Yeah, so far so good. Let's see, Yeast Radio. I'm going to put in the title. Yeast Radio number 1334? No, 1634. Time Warp, a who? I think so. All right. Am I on? I guess I'm on. Hello? Oh, I have music, I guess. Bereit? Madge here. Still me. It's been 100 years I've been doing this, Grum. No respect. I don't get no respect, Rodney. Girdle. Wait, where's my glasses? My other glasses. I need to put the clear glasses on, because those are the ones I can see better. I went to pick up a prescription today, and they, I need to turn that off. I'll check periodically in with that, but I'm a little annoyed with myself. Right? That's it.
Three, that's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, Mace, Dove, and me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music breaks in three parts. Casually see but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec, that the action's not a trick, but show them a function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's the magic number. This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the cost that we dine. And three out of every darn time, the effect is when a daisy goes in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace, Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunts of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dove and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune but don't do the hustle, shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three.
Hey,
children. What does it all mean?
One, two, three.
What does it all mean?
No more, no less.
Lesbian here. Got more to come. More to come. More music as I talk over her. This is Giorgio Moroder. Basically the guy who invented the whole disco of the 70s sound. Did you know that? I have a new DAW, digital audio workstation. I wonder if my stream is working. I'm gonna try streaming. Or Pride48.com or Pride48. Tune in. Apple Music. Amazon Giving. Amazon Dolls. Whatever. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. I have nothing to say.
It's always, but what if? But what if? But what if? But what if happens? You still.
So I have a new DAW that stands for Digital Audio Workstation. I use Ableton Live. I've used Ableton Live since about 100 BC. That's Blubbercund. I mean, I always had a Blubbercund, but I like to pretend I, at some point... Well, I was born without a blubber cunt. I'm drinking water for the girls. For the girls? What am I even talking about? Oh, hello. Oh, I'm also recording at 32 thus and so bits. Let me check and make sure. I think I am. I hope that doesn't break it. You know, I was reading about this business. If you record with a 32-bit float... Am I recording in a 32-bit float? Let me see. I know you probably don't know what that means. I didn't until basically yesterday. Yeah, file type is a WAV, and the bit depth is 32. Scrotum. Scrotum. Yeah. Anyway, I have a vagina. My name is Madge. Let me check the stream. I have nothing to talk about. Hello. Hold on. I think we're still good. I heard myself say I have a vagina. Oont. My name is Madge. Right? Do you hear me say that?
Do it and do it now. Excuse me? Do this. Hamburger helper. Hamburger helper.
And I love you. I don't even like this song. I don't know why I put it on my list. What else? What is this? Moritz von Oswald? What is that? Oh, that must have been from my holder. Somebody posted on Twitter, Black folks, what would it take for you to vote for Trump? And I wrote lead poisoning. 9 likes. That's pretty good for me. Oh, I like that. Gertl Blumpkist. Somebody named Culture Is Not Your Friend liked it. AUDHD. Terrence McKennistan. Long COVID. Anarcho-syndicist, anti-imperialist, anti-consumerist, degrowther, ACAB, land back, be here now. That's a lot of stuff. Someone else liked that tweet. One Arsena Wenger, Arsenal Gooner, here to enlighten you bozos, one tweet at a time. Love watching cowards run from me. If you're here to block me, then this L's for you. I don't understand this language. I can get groovy with this, I guess. Can I groove a little? Oh, where's the groover?
Guess what?
I was starting turd. tell you, audience, about the 32-bit float. What it means is you can't, when you record something in 32-bit float, you cannot, I don't know how it works, but you can't, like, you know, over-modulate. I don't know how that works. But see, the thing is, your inputs can still over-modulate. Like, I'm recording in a, I think, a 24-bit interface, but I'm not sure. I tried to look it up. My Motu. Some of you geeky people out there, maybe you can tell me. Am I recording a 32-bit float if I'm using a Motu Ultralight MK5? But the DAW, not the DAW Industrial Average, I'm not talking about her, the DAW, the digital audio workstation that I use, that is, I'm telling you right now, drum roll please. Wait, let me get my drum roll. Drum roll, please. That's not really a drum. Okay, I guess that'll have to do as the drum roll. What was I drum rolling about? I forgot. What was I drum rolling about? I need to get the ninja back. We need to talk. I don't feel comfortable talking about anything of substance by myself lately. I mean, I really just don't. Because I don't want to argue with myself. I don't like the way it makes me feel. I deleted my Instagram. I didn't delete it. Well, I deleted it. The app. My Instagram. I didn't delete the account, though. Bram, 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 bram. What is this? I got to figure out how to get my holder in the other holder. This is from my iPhone. My iPhone business.
Shut up, you fucking faggot.
What? Do you ever find yourself in a bar where you can't hear anyone? Nobody talks to you because you're ugly and shy. Well, I have. We come to the Punch Playground where we have games, lessons, and nation.
What was I talking about? Yeah, so the seminal, the 32-bit float of you, I have it so that internally my DAW is operating a 32-bit float, which should mean that I can't overmodulate in my mix. Should we try it? Yeah, let's try it. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Just take aim and do it.
That's what it looks like. It.
No.
I don't see anything redlining.
5-3-9.
How did I never know this?
That's what happened.
I'm gonna go a little crazy with sound right now. Just deal with me, bitches. I want to see if I can overmodulate this bitch.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Can you hang up the phone, please?
And you can dance.
Oh. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Can you hang up the phone, please?
That killed me.
Movies with the girl.
Where's she?
See, Aunt Teresa just died.
Where's she?
I don't think I can overmodulate right now.
Hi, my name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
Devices on literally right out of 9, 10, 11 doodle.
Fascinating.
They can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Nothing's overmodulated.
Handballing.
Let me try this. The master. Oh yeah. I can still overmodulate with the
brachionic insertion.
Not sure how that
is
works.
A sexual activity that involves inserting a hand into the vagina or rectum. Once insertion is complete, the fingers are either clenched into a fist.
I thought I fired you. Oops. Anyway,
we're on literally cloud 9, 10, or 11.
So I don't understand what I meant. I guess you can overmodulate, even though you can't overmodulate, according to Reddit. So I don't know why I said that. I don't know what it even means. And I don't think my volume is high enough on my holder. I mean, I want my audio microphone louder. I was just reading the guy who, wait a sex cunt. 43, it's usually much lower than me. Yeah, something's different, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Is it, but what if happens, you still? That's interesting. Yeah, it's definitely acting differently now that I'm using this other holder. It's definitely acting different. Okay, I'm going to look at my human. I always feel, Oh, like I only want to talk about technology on this thing. That's really the point. Yeah, I'm at 41 decibels input, whatever that means. 41 decibels. But what if happens? Now make it a little higher then. Fuck it. I don't understand any of that. Oh, no, that's my trim for the headphone. Don't carry, do you? You don't care. I'll make it 47? No, that's not... Wait, a sex cunt. The gain from the... That doesn't match. How weird is this? So the screen isn't reflecting what I'm actually putting in my dial, so something is very odd here. Thank God, because I would hate for there not to be a technical issue with my holding of holders. Let's see. Yeah, it's not updating, piece of shit. How wild is that? Wild, wild. Huh. Yeah, it's not updating. Is there some, like, connection? The connection with the holder to the other holder isn't, you know, the thing. Yeah, the thing isn't holding. The thing isn't holding. Yeah. Odd. It's like the connection to the... Now I have something else to obsess on instead of do this show, which is always great. Because I would hate to be able to focus on this show. That would just be awful if I, you know, was able to focus on the show instead of technical difficulties. Because then I would have to actually have content, which I really haven't. Anything. Available devices. There it is. Connect to virtual. No. Well, I have it right there, so I guess that's just it. You're just not... We don't have that kind of a... I don't want to talk back, do I? I don't know. What is a talk back? I don't know. I don't know about any of this. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. So now I've wasted more time. I have. How do my sound waves look, though? Yeah, it looks all right. Looks all right. My sound waves look pretty cool, so I guess I'm fine. Wait a second. I don't think my compressor's on. Is my compressor on? I don't even think my compressor's on. Yeah. You shouldn't hear my breath. It's not the interface that's the problem, audience. It's the thing hole. It's the business. Yeah. Compression is on, but it's not fucking working. How wild is that? See, I can talk. I shouldn't be able to whisper like that. It shouldn't work. You should hear a little clipping, right? The gate and the compression. I'm going to turn it off. Yeah, you can't. There's no difference. No, there's no. Oh, wait, maybe there's... I can't sing. No. Nope, not working. Interesting. Okay, so that's something I can go for tech support for. Oh, I don't see any levels either. No levels. Interred resting. I see no levels on my... In other words, the ultralight business holder is not showing me any levels, even though it's working. Oh, you know what they'll tell me? They'll tell me, oh, you have to... Madge. They'll say, Madge, you have to have it plugged directly in to your business. You can't... You can't have it plugged into the holder. You can't have it plugged into the, device password is not set. Well, I don't want a password. Okay. No, that's not the issue. Why is that playing again? No. I don't want to hear that. How about sign language? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So, yeah, the thing is, though, is that I wonder why that doesn't work. It's not talking to the holder at all. The monitor isn't working. Nothing. It's like it's just not talking to the interface. But the interface is right here. I am obviously it's working, or I wouldn't be able to talk to all of you with it. So maybe it's a problem with that new Sonoma thing business. Thing business. Could be, right? Could be that. I don't know what to talk about anyway. What do I care? It's always refreshing to have a technical problem. Can you hear me? Oh, you're hearing me? I mean, Telegrams, Daniels, the only person that ever listens live. Can you hear me? Sound okay? Daniels, still there? Wait. I don't want to put her on the spot. She's the only listener to her. She probably already turned it. I mean, Telegrams. And now it sounds Daniels, fine.
The only person that ever listens live.
Thank God I have. Oh, I meant to put a question mark after sound okay, question mark. I mean, question mark. question mark, MAGA. They had Super Tuesday yesterday. Wasn't it stupid? I guess that's why I don't really like talking about politics, because they're so dumb. Super Tuesday. There wasn't anything super about it. Everybody knew who Finchard win. And then they're like, oh, Kristen Sinema's not going to run again. I didn't even know she was alive. I thought she dropped out a couple of years ago. I remember. Thank you, Daniels. I'm so glad I have a single listen turd. She's fat, too. Fat like me. We could talk about JVN, Jonathan Van Ness, and how she queered out and turned into an asshole just like Lizzo. It seems like everybody, and by everybody I mean sample size two, who talks like, oh, you should be wonderful like me, usually sucks. Like, if you're like, oh, everybody's, if anybody who is gross and makes you look at them and tell them how wonderful they are, even though they're just making themselves as gross as they can to make you disgusted so that you... So that, you know, just this weird, perverted way to like, oh, you look great, because they're trapping you. They're looking as gross as possible in order to entrap you so that you can't say the truth. You can only say, oh, you look great, Lizzo. I love your big, fat bloat and your humongous stomach as you eat French fries and role model murder. She's canceled. And then we have JVN with his horrible belly hanging out of his one piece and a swimming pool party. Nobody wants to be there, and now he's canceled too because he's an asshole to his staff. Unanimously, they said 4 out of 8 or 8 out of 10. They all said that on the Rolling Stone. I read the whole goddamn article, and if it was fappable, I would have fapped. It was wonderful. Oh, and I just farted. I really farted, and it smells. I've been having farts like, thank you, Danny. I just read your message again that said, you sound good, and I really appreciate the compliment that I pretended that I just saw it for the first time, even though I didn't. I saw it for the second time, but I pretended I saw it for the first time, because I was so happy that somebody said, you sound good, man, you sound good. But why isn't my Ultralight MK interface, doesn't so interface connection holder, working holder? That's what I'd like to know. Connect. Now that don't work neither. No, that don't work neither. Will. Unwill. No. Don't work neither. Yeah. VG. Mount VG, right? Mount VG. Sometimes I like to call my vagina Mount Fiji, don't you? Right? You do too? Audience? That's good. You do too? It says fucking OS, whatever it is, Sonoma. They fucked me, right? I wonder if anybody has this problem. I could Google it. I know it's not. No. I could Google the problem I'm having. Because you can't, I can't compress my holder anymore. It's like it's bypassing the whole business. Right? Right. Yeah. But they're going to say, Oh, Madge, you have to plug it directly into the laptop, which I'll try. But the thing is, I hate doing that. I like one wire for everything. But I know it'll still do the same thing, but that's okay, I can try it. What if it fixes it? That would suck. Then I have to connect it only to that thing? Just directly to the computer the whole time? 2 wires connected to my computer? No, I want 1 wire, including power. Like 1 wire for everything. That's the way I like it, Babs. I mean, it worked before. Why shouldn't it work now? Yeah. Here. No, that song's over. Let's see, what else can I play? Let's see. Seal singing Both Sides Now. I could do Brown, Big Yellow Taxi with a bunch of people. A bunch of Joni Mitchells. Did I play this? Yeah. How about Steve Reich? That's 56 minutes. That's always good. For a laugh. Yeah, but I'm going to go to the middle of it. In case I already played this in the wrong time. Oh boy, audience, I don't know. I don't know, audience. Okay, let's Google. Well, you can listen to this while I Google. Let's see. No two cubics, not display meters, ultralight. Sonoma. Sonoma. That's from 2012. Probably my fault because I'm not finding anything in the Google. Usually when I don't find anything in the Google, it's my fault. At least not from this decade. Yeah. Yeah, nothing. Oh, yeah, nothing. From this week? How about this month? Nope. No, it's got to be my fault. It's got to be my fault. You don't own me, and I never thought that you did. Right, so anyway, the thing of it is, I got the new Ableton, so now I'm using 32-bit, which I could have done before, to be perfectly frank. But now I have new things to not know how to do and not take advantage of, which I could have done before. But now that I was able to spend money for an upgrade for absolutely no reason, oh, and to make my meters not work anymore, that's always a plus, right? My meters don't work no more. Yeah, that's pretty good, right? Yeah, that's pretty good that my meters don't work no more. I mean, that's an added bonus, that's an added plus. But, I was talking to Deborah Wilkerson, star of Deborah Wilkerson Dot Herself Does. And she said that she was thinking of reverting back to Ventura, the operating system, because her streaming doesn't seem to have as much oomph, like bandwidth or something. Daniel, you'll tell me if it fails, right? If you're still listening. I know you go to bed early for your school for girls, but tell me if it fails. Because, I need to... But then again, if you're not listening, then if it fails... It really doesn't matter because you're the only person that's listening and you're not listening anymore, right? Of course, right. But the people at Motu, I have to say, are the best. They're such wonderful support people. They will help me. I love the people at Motu. They're such nice people, seriously. There's nothing better than a good support department when you're dealing with a vendor. This goes for my day job as well as my evening slavery, thus and so job, which is this love of labor, whatever you call it. The thing is, because I do it for me. I don't do it for you, I do it for me. If I did it for you, I would be long gone because there is no you, except for Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. He said he will. I wonder, do I have things in my holder to show us? Oh, that's already... Did I already do the holder? I did the last week. Yeah, the new neo pronouns. We already did that. Do I have any other... Can you pin more than one thing at a time? I don't need topics. What is this one? What is this lady?
I feel like $1 million.
What?
I feel like $1 million.
She was smoking. She feels like $1 million. I was really into that expensive wedding this week. Mostly because the guy who got married looked exactly like Andy Melton. But rich. A rich Andy Melton. Could barely walk. I mean, Andy Melton could walk, though. Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's what got me in trouble. But he's not talking to me anyway again. The fuck do I give a shit? Right. Everyone hates me. But I was thinking about this on Twitter. I used to have be very popular on Twitter. And now I'm not popular at all. But the thing is, I haven't changed. I've always been an asshole. So I've always changed, right? I mean, I haven't changed. But is that what you have to change? Because assholes aren't allowed anymore? What does this lady want?
I feel like $1 million.
Oh, it's just the same thing over and over again? Is that it?
I feel like $1 million.
It's just different captions. I hate memes. It's like the same content with a different caption. Yeah, I don't need that.
I feel like a million dollars.
Well, I don't. I don't smoke, but I don't feel like a million dollars. I don't know. I thought there was a way to see more than one pinned message, right? Can't you pin more than one message at once? Pretty sure you can, but I don't know how to access them. Wait, maybe if I go to my holder. Pinned links, okay. Transgender hormone drugs linked to cancer. Well, nobody's seen that coming. Oh, here's something from, I have to be careful. Oh, no, you can't see that because, I mean, I could show you if I wanted to do the Twitter stream, but what's the point of that? There's, like, nobody watching that either. Let me see, what else do we have here in my holder? Oh, I got really obsessed with that wedding, and all my holder links are from that. Horsecock. Well, that doesn't do much for, Horsecock doesn't do much for audio. You really need to see the cock. So when you send me a horsecock, you need to see it. It's not something that translates well to audio. The horse cock is not. So, right. Oh, well, you know, it's all what it is, right? Me just talking about my vagina, my lips, my two lips. I don't really want to talk. I'm just going to talk. Stream of consciousness is what this is, I suppose. It's also called me being lazy. Lazy and fat. I'm scrolling my Twitter sheet and there's a woman eating a croissant. But yeah, I used to be popular, right? Not that popular matters, but it would be nice if more than, like, everything I post, it's like if I'm lucky I get one reply and it's from some, you know, fake, you know, booby account where she has the big tits and she's like, you know, click on my OnlyFans for bigger tits or whatever. You know, I don't need that. I don't need any of that sort of thing. Yeah. I don't need that. Do you need that? Oh, no, there she is again. Oh, she got a big belly. That's a good one. I got to share that one with my girls. Too bad I can't show you, but that's a big belly girl. She really has a big penis, and, you know, I don't think there's nudes. I don't think there's nudes. People say they're racist. I don't want to see nudes. You know, that body, it's not very good, but if you want to see a nude, just go in your vegetable drawer, I mean your fruit drawer, and pull out a pear, and that's what this guy looks like, nude. His name is Ambani, I guess? And he's only like 26, and he can't walk, and I just really want to see, I don't want to see his penis for perversion reasons. I just want to see it, like I'm not going to get off on it. I just want to know, like, what that looks like, how lumpy it is. You know, all that sort of thing. Do I have that clip, This Is My Penis? I used to have a clip, This Is My Penis. Let's see. This is my penis. Google, Google, Google. Local Google. This is my penis. Lyrics? I found a... It says, this is an old email from Cheryl. No, I don't know what to speak English, bitch. This is my penis. Yeah, it's a movie. I don't know where it is. This is my penis. Oh, Gays Against Groomer has a podcast. That's good. That's really good. That needed to happen. Featuring Dr. Ethan Haim, a whistleblower who exposed the secret transgender program at Texas Children's Hospital. He was also recently interviewed by Tucker Carlson. Oh my God, these people. And they say they're gay. They're not. They can't possibly be. These people are ridiculous. Oh well. Right. Do you like him? Ambani. Anath Ambani and Radhika Merchant. What does it sound like? Let's see. That's just so disturbing, right? He looks like a big egg. I don't know. I mean, how can you be a billionaire and not be able to get a Zempic or whatever, right? She couldn't resist it. She had to show her fucking tart. She couldn't help it. Even though everybody makes fun of her for showing her fucking tart, she had to show her fucking tart. She can't help herself. It's just, it's like an addiction to showing people her food. Like, this isn't like Twitter from 15 years ago, where everybody just used the shit to show their food. It's a sickness now. You don't have to show your food on Twitter anymore. You can hate things. Oh yeah, it's a slow... tart slow. Okay. Maybe it's the USB business too slow. Yeah, it could be that. So RuPaul has a book out now. She doesn't know anyone who had AIDS, according to... I mean, I haven't read it, but I just saw a TikTok of somebody reviewing it. Like, this bitch said she don't know anybody who died of AIDS, and she was in New York in the 80s. I think maybe she just didn't have any friends, because she's an asshole. It's possible, right? I could ask Lady Bunny, except she canceled me because she kept saying stupid shit and I called her on it. Repeating, you know, Jimmy Dore and his propaganda spewing from the Gray Zone, but that's another story. Oh, look at this. I posted my show. Whoever listens to this anymore, lol, is Deborah Cheryl still around? Stop listening after they were gone. Who is Walter Meadman? What an asshole. Well, he's very ugly. Looks like a trashy person from Wisconsin, so that narrows it down. Guess what? I'm going to delete that comment because I don't need to be subjected to that. My one comment. Let's see. Walter Weedman. Report. I don't want to report them. I just want to get rid of them. Hang on. Can you block a person? Delete. Let's see. I mean, it's obviously a fake person, right? Walter Weedman. Friends. All friends are fake. Yeah. Nobody mutual. So it's a sock puppet of somebody who hates me in real life. Well, nothing new there. I don't like Stan Getz, that's something. Oh well. I think I'll obsess on it and have it ruin my day. Let's see here. Lives in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Now let's see. Family, blah, blah, blah. You know what, I'll just message him. I'm going to message. Oh, the message button doesn't work. I can find support. I want support. Let's see. Harassment or bullying. Block Walter's profile. Oh, yeah, I'll block him. Okay. I'll say confirm. Hide all from Walter. Yes. Walter, you won't see posts from Walter. Good. Okay, yeah. So if I refresh Walter... will it go away? Good. This content isn't available right now. When this happens, oh, fuck you, Walter. You can go fuck an egg. You know, like, you're really going to be the only person to ever comment. And you're not telling me anything I don't know. I know nobody listens to this anymore. I do this for me, asshole. Fuck you. What did you ever create, asshole? Why am I still talking about him? So what were we talking about before I got so rudely interrupted by somebody who I just deleted? But I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to listen to this. It's so good, right? So much going on here. So much happening. I've got Greta the Gremlin aesthetic on here. Yeah. See, that's what happens when people say mean things, it makes me shut up. And then I'm like spiraling. I can spiral. What am I supposed to pretend it doesn't? It doesn't bother me? Of course it bothers me. That's why people do shit like that. Gives them power in their little meaningless lives. A little bit of power, you know? They can make somebody feel bad. They can't do much else, but they can make somebody feel bad, right? That's power. Good for you. I'm looking at the Nasty Pig Instagram feed. I thought pigs are supposed to be fat, but all the Nasty Pig guys are hot. I don't understand that. I mean, I guess that's good, but it's also not good. Oh, that's disgusting. Some hairy old guy. Okay, so they're still in... That guy's good-looking. Okay. Frank Ocean's still my look. I don't know who that is. Am I supposed to... Was that What's-Her-Face? I don't know. I think I know her. Right, right. It's not very helpful. Oh, there's a midget. Griselda loves midgets. Or we're not supposed to call them... My mother told me you're not supposed to call them midgets. They're little people. Right? I don't think little people sounds good, though. That sounds kind of offensive, right? Oh, well. What do I know? What else? So, I was at the gym today, and somebody had their bag next to me, and I had just gone to the shower, so I was really fat, naked, and ugly. So, this person had their gym bag all out on the bench next to my locker. And there was plenty of room. You know, normally when that happens, you make room for the other person, right? Well, this person had all their stuff spread out. They had it all spread out, right? All their stuff spread out on the bench. And when I came over, I kind of looked like, oh, but he didn't move it. And then somebody else came in, a third person. And then, like, he started to, like, put his... He had no place to put his... stuff, so the guy with the stuff, you know, who was taking up the space said, oh, sorry, but he didn't move anything. You know, and this is like such a, what does that mean? You know, this is something that's evidence of something else, right? When people say, oh, I'm sorry, but it's just so disingenuous to say sorry, but you're not going to actually do anything like move your fucking shit if you're sorry, right? So then I'm still trying to change. So I just stuck my big hairy asshole in his face, you know. I just bent over like a horrible old person. And I just bent over and stuck my asshole in his face. Because I'm like, well, if you're not going to move, at least you're going to look at my dirty asshole. Well, it was clean because I had showered. But not clean that well because the showers at the gym really need repair. They squirt every which way. There's one shower that's only cold and there's another shower that's just like, it's just like, you know, there's no head. There's no shower head, is what I was trying to say, at all. There's no shower head. It's just, you know, it's just a shower. Just water coming out of a pipe. And then there's the cold one, and then there's the other one, which is, you know, the handicap one, which I end up using. And then the water scorches everywhere, so it's hard to shower. But I did, in some ways, wash myself, wash my vagina. And then I found out that body spray actually means to clean your vagina, because I was watching The View and they had an ad for a secret body spray, and the way they were talking about it made me realize body is just code for cunt. It's your cunt spray, right? That's all it is a pussy spray. But they don't douche anymore, so now you use a spray. I'm going to look it up in Google. Secret. Yeah, aluminum-free hold you. They should sponsor me, right? I should be an influencer. It says, this is the official website from Secret. Use it for pits, privates, underboobs, and feet. But the deodorant, I mean, the commercial was all about pussy on The View. You got a stinky vagina, you should use this. It's basically what they were saying. So they don't have douches anymore. In my day, we had the, you know, before, during, and after kind of, you know, innuendo. And then they'd say, oh, it's a... for the not-so-fresh feeling. And now the not-so-fresh feeling is aluminum-free secret whole-body deodorant. So it says used for pits, privates, underboobs, and feet. And that's in all caps. Why do they do that in an official advertisement? Our whole-body deodorant can be used on did I already read this? Maybe I'll have Bleary do that, because he likes to talk about women's bodies.
Comma, used for pits,
private. Wait, it's not very loud. Oh, here. No, I can't, because it's going to... Include underarms, privates, underboobs, feet, and more. Enjoy 72-hour freshness with daily use, an odor protection that keeps you feeling fresh and confident throughout the day from your pits to your bits. pH-balancing materials formulated for pH-balancing minerals. Our deodorants help maintain a healthy balance for your skin. Gives you an all-around protection that is gentle on skin. Goes unclear. Goes unclear and leaves an invisible layer of protection, ensuring no residue. Multiple scent options. Choose from our enticing peach and vanilla scent or unscented, allowing you to find your perfect match. Okay, that I can use to trigger a song. Oh, and this is a delay. Yeah, the USB holder is not... What am I supposed to do? Call tech support for every fucking thing that goes wrong like my mother does? I can't do that. I don't have time for that. But I can do this. I know I've played this before. I don't care. Yeah. Perfect match. Match. Oh, yeah. Perfect match. Let's see. Yeah.
Mike Wilmer. He a hood nigga. I'm a hood bitch. We a perfect match. And he put that dick down. Got this ass super fat. Try to fuck with my...
They should use this to advertise this female body spray. Choose from our enticing peach and vanilla scent. We're unscented, allowing you to find your perfect match.
Get your ass shit splat. Fuck all of that chit chat. Beat a bitch bloody, then slide off in the Hellcat. Big boss, sexy red bitch. You know I keep them racks. Only hang with real hood hoes and them hood rats. Ain't nothing like these other bitches, cause I'm really with that. True religion, BB Simon Belch. You know I started that. Niggas see big sexy, fuck around and have
a... It's a lot of brands. The only one I caught was True Religion.
I like hood niggas from the block, let me throw with you.
Right.
At the movie theater, got his Glocky in my purse too. Let me meet his mom.
Okay, so that was fun.
You can release them yourself.
I don't play about you. He a hood nigga, I'm a hood bitch. We a perfect mess, and he put that dick down.
All right.
Got this ass.
Enough of that sexy riot. Sexy riot. Okay. That used to happen to me a lot when I would do my old grum with the girls. Somebody would say something that upsets me, and then it ruined my mood for the whole grum, and then I just canceled it. So by talking to myself, I can avoid that. But now I can't, like, ever look at the internet because, you know, I'm a sensitive person, which is, yeah, you probably think that's odd being that I'm also an asshole, but assholes are often sensitive. I don't know how that works. I don't have enough self-reflection to be able to figure that out or desire to. What is this? Oh, no. I used to play that a lot, but we're not doing that. What about Adele? I heard she canceled her show, her Vegas. She must have lost a lot of money backing out of that contract. But she does that. I knew she... I think I said that when she said, oh, I got this Vegas residency. I'm going to... Yeah, I knew she would cancel it or back out of some of it because she's kind of a mess. Yeah, she is. What is psoriatic arthritis? I always hear ads for psoriatic arthritis, but I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I don't know what it is. How about this? How about that? Yeah, this. Let's try this.
Kaufman's experimentation became increasingly ambitious.
Doing a routine of comedy that's funny when you're sleeping. Like, you know how people wake up in the middle of the night from a dream they had, they thought it was so funny. And it's the kind of thing where in waking state it just isn't funny. So do a whole routine of jokes and routines that are funny in the dreaming state. And it's like transcendental humor.
In order to experience his development, please fall into a deep, comfortable state of sleep and then have a friend or associate play the audio. Please refrain from listening to this track while you are awake, as it will spoil the effect. Remember, only a sleeping mind can appreciate the comedy that is to follow.
Hello. Oh. Say a perfect match.
I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone.
Right.
I was reading a book with my back towards the audience, and then I started turning my head like I do when I do Elvis, but I kept reading the book, but without looking at the book.
My court jester, and you'd better make me laugh, or else your head will be chopped off. Not before, but I only need you once in a while. In the meantime, you'll row just like the rest of them. Only way to reach happiness is at the top of the mountain. They have three cars. For some reason, they're stuck somewhere with three cars. They got to get them back home or whatever. So they say, well, what are we going to do? 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 How are we going to do? There's only two of us. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And a baby and a little kid. And how are we going to drive three cars? So then joking around, the wife says, well, we can have
yes, a yes.
Little Charlie drives.
I'll ask. Like, just a minute.
I can drive, Daddy.
I like this stuff. I'm actually mixing Andy Kaufman with Brian Eno, believe it or not. I'll ask.
No, not that much. Okay, well, anyway, they all get in the car, right, and they start driving. And, of course, immediately...
Hello? I'm asking.
I mean, you know, it's like three of them from a helicopter. And, like, if you get Charlie's car, like... goes right into a tree. I mean, real fast. You know, maybe get to, I don't know, 6 or 1, you know, maybe. And anyway, that's that. See, because everyone's
the verb pronouns are valid, and that Sarah.
and look forward to maybe even seeing some of their lovely content someday. Please treat them with respect, and I'm sure A will respect you too. So how did that feel? Are there any neo pronouns that stuck out to you that you might want to use for yourself? Good luck on your pronoun journey. So this is a video for neo pronoun users to do that. Or if you're considering neo pronouns for yourself, maybe even try a blind react. However, safety first. Before you do either of those things, make sure you're in a mental state where if you do get misgendered, you will be okay.
Me. Okay.
All right. Are you
ready? I'll leave Brianne and Ella.
Let's get started.
Hold on. The pronoun lady is
next to me. E is my friend. C has had to put up with a...
Okay, I will ask on the ground. Let's see. But this is one of those things that it's going to come off as a transphobic, because it is. But somebody's asking in my chat room. I don't care. Like, anyone's listening. I can be transphobic, whatever. No, I don't. I think this is just... And the difference between... transphobia and intellectual curiosity, right? I guess. Well, that's too loud. Okay, that's better. Hello? But I still don't have my level thing holder, which I would like to. But that's okay. We don't have to. We don't have to have a level thing holder. Interesting, I'm not getting any... So I wonder why... Well, never mind that, right? Never mind any of this. Right. So the person in my chat room who shall remain nameless was saying, asking a question. If your sex doesn't define your gender, how does changing your sex affirm your gender? Can you ask that for me? It's a serious question. Not her though. They didn't want to ask me. They want to ask this person. I'm going to ask anyway, because I don't have good reading comprehension skills. Let's see. Asking on Grum now. About that. Okay, so... if your sex doesn't define your gender, how does changing your sex affirm your gender? Well, I think it's about being comfortable in your own bodies, right? So it's like, you're in the wrong body. I don't know what's the... sex defining gender means. I guess that's my problem. I'm not clear on the terminology here, right? So, like, it's going to be one of those mental prolapse things. It's going to just make me go cuckoo because I don't understand it. It's hard for me to answer the question, even though I'm not supposed to. Why are you posting all these fucking tarts? I have this dessert queen in my Telegram group. All she does is post desserts and flowers, and then she wants free things. It's all she does. I need free things, and I want you to look at my tart. I want you to look at my tart, and I want to see my orchids blooming. I got a new bud, but I won't pay for anything except ingredients. That's all. Right, but I'm avoiding the subject, right? So they'll ask the question: if your sex doesn't define your gender, how does changing your sex affirm your gender? Okay, so sex, I guess, means so gender is like the sort of social construct, I guess, is what that means, right? The sex is a social, so the gender is the sex is your biological sex, like. You're born with a penis or a vagina or some concoction, some mess, let's just say. It's not a penis, it's not a vagina. Maybe it's a one-inch, whatever thing, clitoris. Deaf and HIV AIDS, if you listen on pride48.com, you don't have to listen to the ads. You don't have to listen to the ads. You don't have to listen to the ads if you go to TuneIn. I mean, if you go directly to Pride48.com, you don't have to hear the ads. So, and you should like that because I know you're cheap. But she's not Jewish. She's just cheap. So that ruins that stereotype of Jews being the cheap ones. I hate stereotypes because they're like, okay, so maybe some Jews are cheap, but guess what? Daphne's is cheaper than any Jewish person I know, and she's not Jewish. that blows that away. Okay, so your sex is what you have between your legs. Your gender is what you have between your ears, right? I guess? So what was the question that we were answering? Because I'm an intellectual person. If your sex doesn't define your gender, how does changing your sex affirm your gender? So in other words, if you, let's say I'm a woman in a man's body, right? I am a woman in a man's body. I have a penis, but I should have had a vagina. God gave me the wrong body. Or Methuselah gave me the wrong body. Lilith, whatever. Gave me the wrong body. I have it. And so I want to change my sex, right? I don't think it's about affirming the gender. Is it? Your gender's the same, right? You're a woman, but what did I say? I said I have a vagina. Fred Nathan Mertz. No, I'm a woman with a vagina. No, I'm a woman with a penis, but I should have a vagina. I'm a woman with a penis. I'm born with, I got to remember. I'm a woman mentally. My gender is female, but I got this horrible penis. Oh, how awful. You got a penis instead of a vagina. You can't use feminine body spray, right? You can't use your feminine body spray because you got a penis. But mentally, you want feminine body spray because you have, you know, you are mentally a vagina. Your gender is female. Your gender is female, but you have a penis. And you want to switch the penis into a vagina so that your sex matches your gender, right? That kind of makes sense to me. But then the question that was asked by this anonymous person in my Telegram room is, if your sex doesn't define your gender, right, it doesn't, because you can still be, we agree with the first part of the sentence, right? So I am a woman with a penis, la mujer con scrotum, that's Spanish, I'm a woman with a penis. Well, scrotum is scrotum. We know that. Please don't think I thought that scrotum means penis in Spanish. I didn't. It's just the way I talk sometimes, and I don't appreciate that. You can just come back when Cheryl and Deborah are back on the show in reruns, okay? Because you don't really want to hear me, right? Walter, whatever your name is. Okay, if your sex doesn't define your gender. So let's just agree on that premise, okay? I can agree with the premise, so I'm guessing that the trans view. So your sex doesn't define your gender. But how does changing your sex affirm your gender? Well, what it means is you switched out the penis for a vagina, and now you're in the right body. So, yeah. I don't know. It makes sense to me, right? I don't know. Yeah, I think it makes sense. Yeah, it's just about being comfortable in your own body. I don't understand this gender. Is it affirming your gender? Wait, let me scroll up to where she said that. I gotta see that. I forgot what I was talking about. Let's see. That was about Daphne HIV/AIDS getting a free subscription to Architectural Digest. And then she's posting her. I can't find these important intellectual questions because Daphne HIV/AIDS keeps wanting to post pictures of her tart that she spent all day making with the money she should be giving the content creators. Let's see, where is it? If an adult wants to change their sex, great, go for it, but the other thing don't make sense. What doesn't make sense? What don't make sense? Do genitals matter if your fat hides them anyway? Well, that's a fair question. Yeah, because you can still use them. You just lift up your penis. My Telegram group is getting ridiculous. Okay, wait. I can't find the question. It's almost like it's a fad and something ugly and unpopular people do to get attention and make it. Ugh. I don't know. Oh, yeah. If your sex doesn't... Sorry, I have no short-term memory. I did a lot of drugs back then in the 80s, 90s. If your sex doesn't define your gender... How does changing your sex affirm your gender? Because it matches. If your sex doesn't define your gender, I don't know, I think it does make sense to me. Your sex doesn't define your gender, therefore changing your sex affirms your gender, right? Makes sense. Your sex doesn't define your gender because gender is between the ears. So if you change your sex to affirm your gender, yeah, that makes sense because you affirmed your gender because you had the wrong shit downstairs. You had the wrong junk in your trunk or your front trunk, your Volkswagen trunk. If your sex doesn't define your gender, which it doesn't because gender is between your ears, how does changing your sex affirm your gender? Well, because it's whatever you want it to be, so it affirms it because you're affirming your gender because your gender's in your head. So your physical, your vagina penis isn't your gender. That's your genetic, that's your penis and vagina doesn't have to match. It's just mechanical stuff, right? It's like, oh, you know, you don't need a transmission for your car. You just need a ball bearings, right? Or something. I think that's what that means. So like, if you don't like wheels on your car, you can get square wheels, right? Because your gender is your car. If you use that as a sort of analogy, you could have square wheels, right? And still have a car, because mentally, your car is a square wheel. I don't feel like this is helping. I'm trying, though. I don't make sense. Well, I'm trying to have an intellectual debate. I teach gender theory in a, you know, in a community college here in the suburbs of Chicago. So, therefore, I'm an expert, and you have no business criticizing me. It's trying to, you know, I teach this person telegram. So the thing is, if, okay, here, she responded. Right. But changing it, you make no sense, but changing your sex, yeah, but I teach this in college, Nade Grenade. Oh, these bitches. But changing your sex to match your gender means sex defines your gender. Jesus fucking Christ. No, it doesn't. I teach this in school, so I know. I know. You know, sex defines your gender. It means you're in the wrong body. That's all. Does sex define... It's a personal thing. I think that's the difference. We're talking about it's a personal thing. Right? So my vagina feels good when I put a thing in it. But if I had a penis, I wouldn't know what to do with it. But I do have a penis, so I'm going to get to change it. I'm going to just switch it out like bad oil at the dentist or whatever. I don't fucking know. But I'm a tenured professor, so, you know, whatever. Just listen to me. I wrote a paper on it, okay? Just fuck off. That was a good discussion we had, girls. I'm glad we cleared that up. It's in your head, right? What's that song? I think there's a song, In Your Head. Oh, that's the Cranberries. I can't deal with them, and she's dead anyway. Yeah. Oh. It's in your head. In your head, mate. Your body, your genitals are just interchangeable parts. So you just get what you want. You get what you want. Genitals are just like Legos. Don't you understand? So have you. You know what? I know what I need to do. Because Deborah sent me these wonderful videos of this Trump person who detransitioned. So maybe they can shed light on this situation, this intellectual dilemma. Let me find those clips. They're in my Deborah holder. Okay, this is too much Cranberry. And too much whatever she is. Too much bad tech. Okay, let me think about this. Where is this Deborah? Oh, wait. We have an answer according to Mia Farrow. I have the answer given to me by a they-them friend of mine who just got their PhD in gender studies, Reagan Fox? Oh, no, Reagan had it for a long time. I'm having a hard time taking this conversation seriously, Nades. I don't have a problem not knowing stuff, and I really have no idea, to be honest. I was trying to make a car analogy, but it doesn't make sense because cars don't have square wheels. It's just gender is Lego, so what's in your head is whatever you want. And then what your body is, what's your physical, you can make that whatever you want too, I guess. I don't know. I don't have the answer, but I want to play for this clip that Deborah found. Let's see. Deborah knows. This person is like, was a drag queen, and then but they liked Trump, so they took their vagina back to the store where they got it. So let me find this. Okay, I'm going to turn off that clip. Okay, where's the Deborah thing? The Deborah holder. Deborah, Deborah, Deborah. So this dude is really interesting, and he's on the YouTube. He really likes having a penis, but he changed it. He took it back to the store to get his vagina back. Right. So he does a show. I don't know what this is. We're just going to try.
Whenever I wear this ram.
Wait, hold on. Yeah.
I have my hand up here. People Wait. Think I'm coming visiting my
this
monk
thing.
Or something like that. So like, oh, really?
What the fuck is this? Man.
Anyway, hello, everybody. Good to see you here. Midway through my visit here. Helping out the parish down here. And I'd like
so this is a man who used to be a woman who was a man.
This little,
no, he was a woman.
Here in Vegas because it's amazing. It's just, it's so easy.
This is a person named Rosie O'Kelly. Rosie was a man who became a woman, and now he's detransitioned to a man, and he loves Trump now or something.
To try to just, at the margin, make the world a little bit better.
Let's see. Is there anything here for you?
When I saw that there looked like to be like 200 people in line, and I was used to like seeing 60 to 100 people, and I'm looking down, and I'm seeing every seat filled, and I'm seeing down the aisle. Trying to apply for the insurance, and I'm not...
That's not good. I didn't do any studying because I work. I work for a living. I don't have time to research this. But there is another clip of these two. So this one post, this one F to M to F, no, M to F to M is with spending time with somebody who he's trying to convince, who's still the M to
F. Everybody!
Oh, and by the way, this guy, Rosie O'Kelly, who transitioned back to man, didn't have enough money to get his... He still has the tattoo on his eyes for the eyeshadow, the permanent eyeliner. That's so fucked up. Let's see what they say in a car. They're in a car. Everybody's in a car.
We most certainly did. Yeah.
Wait. Are they talking? They're eating. One of them has pigtails like Cindy Brady. I need to be able to do this
all
on
about Lisa Lin-Lin today.
I need to be on Twitter video because this is interesting. You can't see it. You can't see anything.
Thank you. You are late to the party.
No, this is not good. I am a now. Okay.
If I go to Super Burger, that means the boss will like it because he already loved Super Burger before, so.
I'm just going to have Blurry read the description of this person's YouTube that I shouldn't be promoting.
I am a now detransitioning transgender woman living in Northern California and enjoy uploading every day. My variety channel offers live streaming, rustic cooking, metal detecting,
oh,
vintage radio repairs, oh, cheap nice travel, van life, urbex renovation and repair projects,
oh,
and hanging out with friends. Okay. I do new uploads and our live streams every day. Want to support my travels and adventures on YouTube? It's never required or expected, comma, but always very appreciated. https://paypal.me/RosiaKelly or Cash App $ Rosia Kelly?
How do I call this person? I want to call. I don't see a phone number. Deborah, do you know where I can find this person's phone number? Can I find them on Instagram and then call them on Instagram? Wait. Hold on. I need to follow up with... Rosia Kelly is gorgeous. Let me just share that here in the chat, first of all. Now, I need to be able to talk to this person. I hate my groan. Wait. Hold on, I gotta catch up with what's in the chat, and I feel like my blood sugar's tanking. I need something to eat. I didn't get anything to eat today except for sushi and fruit. Oh, let's see. Okay. Sorry, Brian Eno, gotta turn you down. What is a vampon? Vampire tampons? Okay, let me catch up in the chat. Okay, let's see. This is fun. Let's see. Okay, I have the answer to this, given to me by they, them, friend of mine, thus and so, PhD in gender study. I'm not explaining myself, obviously. Can we ask JVN? I agree with what Madge is saying. Thank you. But what she is saying is what gender queers argue the is the opposite. Oh, oops. It makes no sense. I also can't type all this. Is retarded? You can't say retarded. Oh, dear. Well, I can just have Bleary read what you're saying without your name.
I agree with what Madge is saying, but what she's saying is what gender queers argue is the opposite. It makes no sense. I also can't type all this. This is retarded. The point is that for so many trans folks, they're raised in worlds where their anatomy determines how the world genders them, and that changing their anatomy to reflect their actual gender can be gender affirming.
Look, I don't know about that affirming versus gender affirming or whatever. All I know is there are people who are born in the wrong body, so they change their junk. Right? Now, does that make sense? Well, you're risking cancer and you're going to have surgery, but who am I to say what you can and can't do with your body? Especially when, if you do, you get canceled like the J.K. Rowling's. Oh, I lost my place. Damn it. Okay, wait. Let's continue this wonderful discussion that I'm really enjoying. I'm learning so much. Okay, let's see. So then the next person said, okay, so this is in reply to, the point is for many trans folks, they're raised in worlds, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I don't need to repeat that because we just read that. Hold on. Wait, what happened to my business?
Stephen, March 6th, 2024, at 7
o'clock. I didn't mean Stephen. I know my first name is Stephen. That was a TV movie, and they had just finished quoting the movie about the retarded child. I'm saying retarded not as of now, but as of 70 when it was okay. I know my first name is Stephen, and that was a movie about a retarded child. And I'll prove it to you by finding that on... Because I don't want somebody to think that I was actually a person named Stephen that posted that. My first name... is Steven. Okay, yeah, see, I'm going to I'm taking too many tangents, but I'll blurry read this. Because Steven is actually a name of a retarded child.
I know my first name is Steven is a 1989 American television miniseries about kidnapped victim Steven Stainer. The original title was I Know My First Name is Joe Walls, but producers ultimately decided to use the real name of the victim. The two-part miniseries was first broadcast by NBC on May 22nd and 23rd, 1989. Screening rights was...
Okay, so it wasn't about a retarded child, actually. Being retarded has nothing to do with it. It's about a kidnapped child whose name was Stephen. Sorry about that. Anyway, but that's what the person was referencing. That's what Bleary read by accident, not the... I wasn't saying that the person's name was that. Okay, so... Yeah, i.e. they are saying that the sex is connected to their gender. Okay. I don't think old school trannies pretended that it didn't. They're saying that having different genitals will help them emotionally because society. How can it be both ways? How can it be that your sex has nothing to do with your gender because it's a construct? But then when you need to change your sex to feel good about your gender, I didn't say it's not retarded, says person next. This is really making my Telegram group look, vulgar. Not vulgar, but insensitive by using retarded in chat room. My chat room would never say that word, the R word. I'm removing myself from this whole discussion because it's totally idiotic and they are retarded there. Oh, God. Do you want me to post that trans orgasm face again? What? Oh, yeah. I'd love to see him. That was hot. You mean from your Instagram friend, the stripper, Paul person? We all agree that... Oh, God. Okay. Please don't leave. I know my first name is Madge. Mama said these magic shoes. Oh. I'm really having a blood sugar issue. I need to eat. I just need to eat. I need to eat. I need to eat. Here's the thing. Look, I don't know what the kids say. I don't understand this gender-affirming stuff, right? I do understand that somebody would like... I don't understand that gender is just a social construct. I think, people are spiritually male, female, non-binary, lesbian. Or does that count? I'm getting confused. No, I do feel that there is a... I think gender is a thing. This is just me as a lesbian, I'm telling you. Gender, you can be gender fat too, but I do feel that there are, that gender is something. Oh, who cares? I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm just saying, personally, I think people are born in the wrong body, but that doesn't mean you have to fix it. You could just be like, oh, I was born in an ugly body, but that doesn't mean I have to make it pretty. You're given what you're given. So, yeah, maybe I was, should have been a beautiful lesbian, like the one with the jock strap from the vampire movies. What is her name? Kristen Stewart. She wears a jock strap, but she doesn't have a penis. What's the point of wearing a jock strap without a penis? That's the whole point of it. This is a stupid discussion, but the point is, I just want to tell you my view on gender. I can't tell you other people's views. But I feel like, you can be born in the wrong body, and so I would say that I know my first name is Dykey. It does have a point, because, you can't have it both ways, right? You can have a lesbian clit hood. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm getting sweaty from my low blood sugar. I need to eat. I would say this. I know my first name is not Stephen. No, because that has a V, not a PH anyway, so what's the point? I don't remember. I thought it was about a retarded child. That's about a kidnapped child. Not a retarded child. It would have been better if they kidnapped a retarded child. Why would you kidnap a retarded child? I used to, have a friend named Rebecca Nay of Tranny Rec Radio, and she did her whole transitioning journey on a... But she called her show Tranny Rack, so it was okay to say tranny back then. So I think what this person in my chat is asking is, if gender is in between your ears, why do you need to match your vagina or your penis to it? I don't know that I even understand that, right? Because, if gender is between your ears, then you can have, then you can be a male and still have a penis and a vagina. What if you have a penis or a vagina? Okay. So then what's between your legs then, if gender's between... So is that just some... why do you even have a body, right? If gender's between the ear, right? Non-binary just means they can't fit into clothes from the cab. No, a lot of non-binary people are hot. They just want to be ugly. That's like hot people who are... want to be ugly, but you can also, but a lot of non-binary people are already ugly too, in fact. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. None of it makes sense to me. I'm an old woman. I'm just saying, if you don't like your penis, chop it off. Throw it in the dishwasher, right? Chop it off. But, you got to do something with that. And then how are you going to pee, right? I don't know. I don't like to tell people how to live your life. But if you don't have a penis and you want one, go to the Gap and buy one. But the Gap is closing. They're all out of business. There was a Gap right behind my building. We used to have landlord disputes. And now that Gap is closed, there's only one Gap left in Chicago on Southport. So how are you going to buy a penis from the Gap when the Gap is closed? I think Gap... I don't know. There's just so many of them, right? I don't even want to have this discussion. It's stupid. So I don't have the answer to your question. I know my first name is Madge. You know, do what you want with your body, but hormones give you cancer, so consider that, right? Maybe you should just live with what you got. And that's awful to say, right? Live with what you got. I agree. Yeah, you're in the wrong body. That sucks. But does that mean you have to change it? I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work. I don't even feel comfortable now. I'm really hungry. I hope I get to eat something good for once. Instead of all this lesbian shit, that's a quote from myself. Well, I don't have anything to talk about. I was successful in not talking about anything of substance, so I have achieved my goal for this grum. My technical problems were not horrible, although I can't see my levels at all. The good news is I get to call tech support for Motu to figure out why that doesn't work. And also, I also can trance. Can we look at the hot tranny that looked like a Mexican with a nice face? I have to do this show on video so that I can show people cool things. I'll try that next time. But I didn't know I had so much visual aids. I think I'm going to end this show because I'm really hungry and fat. I want to end with some song. I guess I'll play like some Joni Mitchell covers or something like that. I don't know. I'm going to do better next time. Next time I'll be better. Yeah. Right. What is this? Let's see. I need to find something to play or I'll never get out of here. Right? Oh, here. It's nice and long. See you next time.
Lady, cab driver. wasn't born like my brother, handsome and tall. This is for politicians who are bored and believe in war. And this one, yeah, that's for me, that's who that one's for. This is for discrimination and egotists who think supreme. And this is for whoever taught you how to kiss and design a gene. That one's for, that one's for where you have to live. This one's for the rich, not all of them, just the greedy, the ones that don't know how to give. This one's for Yosemite Sam and the tourists at Disneyland. And this one, ooh, yeah, that's the one, that's for the creator of man. This is for the sun, the moon, the stars, the tourists at Disneyland. This is for the ocean, the sea, the shore. This is for, that's for you, that's who that one's for. This is for the women, so beautifully complex. This one's for love, without sex. This is for the wind that blows, no matter how fast or slow. Not knowing where I'm going, this galaxy's better. Not having a place to go, now I know.
We'll be right back. you want to be like me, I'll bring one of my black guys over and then you over and fuck you in the ass then. And you're going to like it, bitch.